This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And now,
live from Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Alex Jones.
Going through your calls here, then Kurt Askel pops in, and back to your calls. We were talking to Joseph in Tennessee. I'm going to go back to him. He's saying gas prices affecting U.S. economy. This is what needs to be known. Everything is rigged. Interest rates, the stock market, casinos, even Rolling Stone, Matt Taibbi, who they glorify in the media as knowing everything, says everything is rigged, the biggest price-fixing scandal ever. And it gets into LIBOR and so much more. And he goes into the real international conspiracy. Conspiracy theorists of the world, believers in the hidden hand of the Rothschilds, the Masons, the Illuminati. We skeptics owe you an apology. You were right. The players were a little bit different, but your basic premise is correct. The world is rigged. Well, no, then you'll learn that they just used Masonic orders and other orders. Not that the Masons were the conspiracy. They would use the secret chambers and procedures as the envelope, like a virus will use a cell to replicate in. Just like they'll use a police department, the corrupt will, to take over if they can, to engage in organized crime, too big to fail, because the system will defend it, not wanting the truth to come out. There's that natural instinct to insulate the corruption. But when you talk about the rigging of things, it's all public. An AP investigative report in 2001 had the Big Ten oil companies meeting in 95, 96, to shut down and use environmentalist groups to shut down refineries they didn't own, to create an artificial bottleneck to guarantee high prices, even if there was an oil war and a glut by pumping too much oil. So there's that. Then, diesel is a distillate of gasoline and has always been cheaper till the last 5 years and is now way more than gas in a giant screw job. Just like ranchers are going bankrupt with record low sales of beef, but then the meat packers sell it at record high prices. It's a rigged game and it hurts the consumer. So gas prices were way too high for a while. Now they're way too low. It will hurt the economy in a lot of different ways. But the only boom sector we had was energy. And we already have so many other commodities going up. This is meant to kind of hide the other commodities going up and slow inflation. They did it to slow inflation, bankrupt Russia, and shut down burgeoning independent oil companies and exploration to make the U.S. energy independent as well as Canada. And the Saudis are financing the shutdown of shale oil exploration all over the world, not just here. That's a fact. That's what's admitted. It's not debated. Joseph in Tennessee, you got a couple minutes to finish up and give us from your research why you say it hurts the economy.
Well, just looking at what it's done to Russia. Okay, we all know that the American, that's why they call it the world stage, because everything's set up, just like you've said a million times.
On big stuff like global energy, it's rigged. I mean, it wasn't totally rigged. The Russians and the and U.S. suppliers tried to drive down prices naturally, and the system went, you know what we're going to do? We're going to drop the hammer and bankrupt you. How's that sound?
Yep.
This is to jack the prices up to the moon later.
Uh-huh. And it's just what I've seen is that, you know, Russia has got, you know, their economy was already fragile. Given what happened with the gas, it completely bankrupt their economy. Well, not completely, but, you know, it caused their...
No, they're bankrupt. They're going down right now.
Well, looking at how fragile the United States economy is, what do you think that's going to do to us? Since the energy output and the energy sales, what we've done is the only thing that's really been keeping us afloat. I think it was done to completely destroy, to put the last nail in the coffin of the U.S. economy. Because
if it goes on too long and is too low, if they cut gas prices 40-50%, that would have been reasonable for what it really costs to explore and deploy and then have a profit. From the numbers I've seen, it would have been okay. Cutting it in half or even more will end up hurting the economy and is not balanced. I mean, oil is going down to basically below what it takes to get it out of the ground. And that's the bankrupt competition.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We are going to hold our hands high. That is personal, and we are defending and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill and murder. million people and to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is estimated by Lancet, British Medical Journal, and others that in the 4.5 year staged Western-backed civil war in Syria, 350,000+ people have been killed, upwards of 200,000+ of those being innocent civilians, most of the casualties being carried out by al-Qaeda or al-Qaeda-IS-affiliated groups. Almost 100% of the Syrian Free Army that John McCain and others have met with and financed and given more than $10 million of U.S. taxpayer money so far, almost all of them are al-Qaeda. They fly al-Qaeda flags, you name it. Now we learn the girlfriend of three of the supposed Paris shooters has fled through Turkey, even though she's on a no-fly list, and was able to get days ago into Syria, their home base, where they control about a third of the country in the east of Syria into the west of Iraq. Huge convoys that invaded Iraq were allowed to invade. Nothing was done. Now they airdrop them weapons. And now we learn parachuters trained, and we have these clips, with underwear bomber Patsy. Evidence reveals CIA, FBI complicit in allowing parachuting to happen. Now, we have Colonel Schaefer from years ago who ran the unit hunting bin Laden, and he was twice not allowed to kill him, saying that, yes, Amiral Alaki is a double-triple agent of our government. He's the guy that ran Hassan, that ran the underwear bomber, and that is now running these idiots who were allowed to have rocket launchers and machine guns and had Facebooks planning terror attacks, but we need more cybersecurity and 10,000 troops on the streets of France and troops here. And Obama has now introduced legislation, he's pushing for it, that is SOPA and CISPA by a new name. That's the headline, Infowars.com. That story just went live. So you can see the new leg of financing and opening up radical Islamicists. Now, Kurt Haskell is a successful lawyer along with his wife, and he survived the Christmas Day underwear bombing and witnessed it all. A month and a half after he said he saw a U.S. person get him on the plane without proper identification, it was admitted in Congress. We played those clips yesterday. I wanted to get him on. He's now run for Congress and failed, tried to fix things that way, left Detroit. He's moved to Costa Rica. Quite frankly, I want to go join him. I've pledged to stay here until the end. As Churchill said, we shall go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. We shall defend our island. We shall never surrender. Well, I will go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. I will defend the Republic. I will go on to the end. I will never surrender. And I'm not saying he surrendered. He does a weekly radio show, updates his website. A lot of expats are down there. Beautiful place to go. I want to move down there, but I just got to stay in Texas and be sick from the cedar pollen. But we go now to Kurt Haskell. I'm going to give him the floor to talk about the latest events, Paris, what he saw, what happened to him. I got to tell you, man, you were never fat, but you've lost a lot of weight, and you look like Dana White of the UFC now. Don't beat me up. How long you been in Costa Rica? It looks like it's been good for you. You lost a lot of weight. You look like you're 10 years younger.
Yeah, 8 months now. Yeah. You know, it helps staying in shape when you don't work and you get the proper amount of rest and the proper diet. And, you know, when you go to the gym every day, you can give it your all. So it helps a lot.
Well, you got the floor, brother, for this segment and the next.
All right.
You want to start back at the beginning of the underwear bombing you witnessed? You want to?
Well, just a couple quick thoughts on that. I'd really want to talk about Paris more, but for your listeners that don't know, you know, I spent 2 years and 2,000 hours of my own time investigating the underwear bomber case. So my conclusions that I finally drew in that case weren't just made on a whim. I thoroughly put a lot of my own time into figuring out why this happened to us, and what my ultimate conclusion was that the CIA put the underwear bomber on our plane intentionally, knowing that they had provided him a defective bomb that would light a small fire on our plane, but knowing that it didn't have a detonator that would blow up and blow the plane out of the sky. So with Umar thinking that himself he was a terrorist, but of course, you know, he was very uneducated and never would have had the capability to pull off a plot such as this without CIA help. And of course, he had a defective bomb, so there was never really any threat that the plane would go down. So that was my ultimate conclusion. Now we have the media saying that the parachuters are tied to the underwear bomber, and one of them was actually his roommate, apparently while being radicalized somewhere in Europe. Well, you know, that's a big red flag to me, because I proved the underwear bomber was a false flag. And there was, as you mentioned, admissions in Congress that he was put on the plane intentionally. So to me, the underwear bomber is a proof false flag. Tying the parachuting into that proves that one is also a false flag. But, you know, we have a lot of other questionable things with the parachuting that tie into other false flags or corrupt plots. You know, the one that's a big red flag to me is the dropped ID card. I mean, come on. Where did we see this before? At the World Trade Center, 9/11, you know, with the dropped passport found in the burning rubble of the World Trade Center. So to me, that's another huge red flag. What that tells me is whoever put that there is pointing the finger incorrectly at Muslims. So what that tells me is Muslims did not perpetrate this attack at all. It's meant to create a false story. Much of the information we're being fed by the mainstream media in these attacks will be intentionally false to paint a false narrative. So that's a big one for me, because we've seen it before with another fake attack, 9/11. Not saying nobody died in 9/11, of course not. What I'm saying is the wrong people were meant to be the patsies in that case. So here we have it again. So what we take out of that, Muslims did not commit this act, or at least they weren't the major planners. So we have that. And then we just have the utter, we have the ties to the underwear bomber. We have that too. And then we just have the utter unbelievability of the story. So let's start out with the story. I'll go through some points that I just think are ridiculous. They go into Charlie Hebdo offices. They have a woman hostage they take outside to get in. Fine. Okay, believable. Next, we're told they, instead of demanding that she take them to the Charlie Hebdo office, they go to the front desk and ask where the office is. What? This is just ridiculous. You know, nonsense. This would never happen in real life. You point the gun at the woman's head and you say, take me to the office. You don't go and ask for directions at the front desk. So ridiculous. Not credible to me. Okay, next we have they go upstairs. They already knew an important meeting was apparently going on. All the major players from the magazine were in a meeting, which they do only once a week, I guess, and the rest of the week they work at home. So they knew something was going on ahead of time. And then we're told they call out the names of the people they want to shoot. Not really what Muslim extremists do. Muslim extremists would open the door and shoot everybody in the room. So that doesn't sit right with me either. But
they also wouldn't flee after the attack. They'd wait and die in a glorious jihad.
Right, or maybe blow up the whole building, you know, and something like that, in a suicide bomb. That's more in line with what crazy Muslims would do. So we're told that they have a precision attack here, killing the names on the list. Okay, if you believe that, fine. But then how do 11 people get wounded in the Charlie Hebdo offices? I mean, how many people were wounded in the Sandy Hook shooting? Three? 26 dead? Three wounded in Sandy Hook? And here, in a precision shooting, 10 dead, 11 wounded? No. So somebody's lying there, or I don't know what. It's conflicting stories. So that tells me we're not being told the real story by somebody. Okay. Then they leave. Fine. But now there's only evidence of two. I mean, there's video of when they leave outside. They get into two shootouts with cops. Fine. But where's guy number three? You know, we're told right away that there's three of them. He's nowhere to be seen anywhere. He's not in the escape car. He's not in the building. The witnesses don't see him. As a matter of fact, one of the witnesses in Charlie Hebdo said one of the perpetrators had blue eyes in the three suspects' name. all have brown eyes. Lo and behold, one of them's a kid, and he's in school during the shooting, and it's impossible.
And now we have a police chief that was involved investigating, killing himself while writing the report. Yeah, of course. Stay there. I mean, I know they've got radical Muslims. To me, it looks like they just financed them to do this. You're saying it may be totally fake.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
I know your anger. I know your dream. It's the cult of personality. Old Obama, he was going to give you free houses, free cars, free everything. All he gave the black community was double their unemployment. But he gave people the pride. And I hope that Republicans out there don't have pride if we get a Chris Christie or a Jeb Bush. And go, well, at least it isn't Obama. Or at least it isn't Hillary. Well, I don't like Jeb, but he's better than Hillary. I don't know. It'd be better to have Hillary because folks are really angry and sick of it. She couldn't get jack squat done. So I'm thinking about beating these people, not being played by them. If the system wants Jeb Bush over Hillary, there's a reason for that. That's another debate. We're going to have Mr. Haskell with us 10 minutes into the next segment, then I'll go to your phone calls, Blake and Truth and Bobby and Michael and Wildman. We'll get to all of you. So please stay there. I want to hear your comments. I see people have some pretty interesting comments like gas prices, works in a refinery. He wants to talk about the economy. That's Wildman. Blake wants to talk about the Paris shooting. Truth Raider wants to talk about hacking and 9/11. Blake wants to talk about... Bobby wants to talk about collapse of the dollar. That's all coming up. But finishing up with questions about Paris, when you say Muslims didn't do it, I would agree the West has financed the takeover of regions, giving the weapons to radical jihadis that do come out of Saudi Arabia. They're allowing these people to fly back and forth out of the West. They're recruiting Western terror armies to now attack us to complete the police state takeover. That's all clear. But are you saying from your research, you're a smart guy. I mean, Mutallab wanted to call you in the trial until they blocked it. We shouldn't forget that. And what you said got confirmed in Congress. So I know you're an accurate guy, but your gut really tells you these guys may not have even been involved? Or what are you saying?
No, I want to be really clear on it because it's kind of complicated how I see these going down. I see that the U.S. and or Israel, however you want to take it, most of the plots, I think, have been CIA plots. This particular plot, I think, is a Mossad plot. I can get into why if you want me to. But anyway, I think what they're doing, they're taking these stupid, uneducated Muslims. They're handpicking some. And they're having undercover CIA, Mossad agents, whoever, radicalize them in Europe, believing that the undercover agents are actually Al-Qaeda, ISIS, whoever. And they're taking them in these camps, whatever you want to call them. They're having them make videos. And when the time comes that they're needed to be a patsy, then all of a sudden they get a call from Bin Laden, Al-Laki, whoever the most holiest a CIA agent would be at that time, to demand that they go to do their mission. And then they handpick whichever ones, you know, best fit that particular mission.
And so, by the way, we know that's what they've done in the past with Hassan, the underwear bomber, the rest of them. So you're absolutely right, and I believe that's what went on.
So it's not completely accurate to say Muslims aren't involved. They do carry out the attacks. Some of them, or at least parts of them, are real, not all of them. But to say the Muslims are doing the attacks is not correct, because without training, financing, planning of the events, the inside information, none of these events would take place.
They're the useful idiots that are dumb enough to carry it out.
Yes, that's all they are. But it's not completely correct to say Muslims aren't involved, because they are. But without that helping hand, there would be none of these attacks.
Sure. Well, no, I totally agree with your analysis, and that's pretty much what I see going on here. I mean, I know I've seen UPI and AP and Jerusalem Post headlines that Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups in 1992 to counter Hamas, and that's on record that Israel has staged false bombings on itself. That's not me. That's the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz. So I don't put it past Israel or elements of it to get sympathy, just like a black dorm might burn a cross out front to get, you know, extra money or something. I get people doing things for sympathy, people wounding themselves. It's very common in psychology. How do you say it's CIA or Mossad?
This one, I think, is Mossad, and here's why. Okay, so you have the France vote to recognize Palestine as a state, which allows them to go into the International Criminal Court now and bring proceedings against Israel. Now, before that vote, Netanyahu threatened France, saying if they voted for this, there would be grave consequences. So let's think about what grave consequences from Israel to France would be. Well, obviously, they're not going to go bomb France. They're not that open about it. They would do something via the Mossad. So, you know, if I threaten your family, Alex, and say if you take a particular action and then you do that, and then 12 members of your family end up dead shortly thereafter, who are the police going to come look after? Me. I'll be suspect number one.
Stay there. Keep rolling this out. It's intriguing. Kurt Haskell, a lawyer, And Patriot, smart guy, helped blow the underwear bombing wide open, literally, is our guest right now. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're just stating facts here. Kurt witnessed the CIA put the drug to Mutalib on the planes, so a firecracker went off in his pants. So they could put naked body scanners in the airports and train us to be slaves. It later came out in Congress. A double-triple agent of the CIA, Amir al-Awlaki, handles almost every one of these terrorists. And they're allowed to travel even when they're on no-fly list. It's the same story over and over again. The motive by totalitarians in government, by despotic pushers, is to allow these attacks to take place and to stir them up. And they usually find the same narcissistic, egomaniac, low IQ dum-dums to do it, just like the FBI has been caught, the New York Times reported on it, hatching almost every major terror plot, sometimes with people with 70 and 75 IQs, mentally retarded people. Remember the FBI famously, it's got to be like 10 years ago, it's 9 years ago, 2006, got a bunch of black street kids who were homeless and 20 down to about 16 who were Christians. They were pothead Rastafarians. They dealt pot. And for a year and a half, the FBI got them a warehouse, gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars, in some cases a month, all the weed they could smoke, all the beer, big screen TVs, and had a fake Rastafarian lead them and say, we must convert to Islam, or I won't give you more money and more weed, and we must blow up the FBI building in Miami. And the news was like, a virtual army to take down America and destroy everything. Well, it's been, and then it came out in court. They could not tie their shoelaces. And a bunch of them were on welfare and were rated as mentally retarded. And the same story repeats time and time again. The guys that drove the truck bomb in 93, and I had the former federal informant Ahmad Salam on earlier this week. One of them had a 71 IQ and one had an 80 IQ. 70 is mentally retarded. So you need to understand. Now, the guys I saw doing the shooting did not look stupid. So I don't know what's going on. I just cannot believe how bold all this is. But look how everything's rolling out, how the PR is all prepared. When you have a terror attack and they don't have a bunch of legislation ready, and there's not a big push, sometimes it's a real attack. But when it's all ready to go and you see the rollout, that's the big sign for me. So you've gotten up to the point of talking about how they recruit them, how they set them up, how they use Yemen and other areas captured in Syria as training grounds. They have these handlers. That's on record. They're allowed to fly even when they're on no-fly list because other good agencies and subgroups identify them and put them on lists. And then the higher-ups are like, oh, no, let them travel. Please continue. And then I want to talk about why you decided to evacuate the United States and how you're liking Costa Rica and some of your views on the world. Kurt Haskell, again, a survivor of the underwear bombing and blew the whistle on it with his wife, also a lawyer. Go ahead.
Sure. So I've given the motive for Mossad to do this. Now, I'll give you the evidence that I think shows that they did it. So first of all, we have the dropped ID card pointing to a Muslim doing this, which I think is nonsense. Okay, but along with the ID card, various evidence used in the shooting was there that they allegedly used to pick DNA off of, and within a couple hours they run it through a DNA database, and now they have names and pictures of all three suspects within a couple hours they're putting on TV. Utterly nonsense. But where did we see this before? We saw it on 9/11. So, but the reason for that was that there was a very quick need to point the finger away from Israel because what I said earlier, because of the vote that directly points the finger to Israel as being the most likely perpetrator of this attack. So we have the immediate need to identify Muslims and show their pictures. Okay. Next, we have Kulalabi. Now, there's no evidence that I've seen anywhere that shows Kulalabi involved in the shooting whatsoever. The third guy, he's the black guy, you know, then there's the two Kouachi brothers, but all the videos they're shooting only show two guys. So what does Kulalabi attack? Well, he goes into a kosher grocery store, of course. Okay. Completely what I would expect. While he's in there, he does two miraculous things. He talks to a radio station, hangs up the phone, but he doesn't hang it up all the way. So the radio station can listen to what he's saying there. And then he has a phone call with CNN. Are you kidding me? CNN. While he's holding hostages. So there, it's utterly unbelievable. But what he says is he says he's a co-conspirator with the Kouachi brothers, and he's part of ISIS. So what this does is this ties in Kulalabi, attack on Jewish people, kosher store, with the two brothers that allegedly perpetrated Charlie Hebdo. So what we have, it's a subliminal message here. Israel did not do this. Here are the Muslims, and Israel would not kill poor people, the kosher grocery store that Kulalabi is alleged to do. And how do we find out the evidence that Kulalabi is tied to the Kouachi brothers? Why, it's his phone call with CNN. So which brings into question where we've seen this before, the fake phone calls on 9/11. So we have another fake phone call here to give evidence tying him in where he does not otherwise belong. So that is the extra oomph, if you will, that Israel did not do this because four Jewish people died in the attack at a kosher store. So there was a little extra push needed here. First, you point the immediate finger away from Israel, and then you give it the little extra push of four Jewish people dying with a guy who wasn't involved in the shooting in any way, except by this phone call with CNN, where he admits he's a co-conspirator. So that's how I tie in the Mossad in this one. I think that's most likely. And then the last part of it is you have Netanyahu kind of bringing himself center stage in France, you know, appearing at a synagogue where all the members sing the national anthem for him, and it's all over the media. And we have Obama taking the opposite tactic, staying away, staying in the U.S., not going to the March of World Leaders, which tells me this is not Obama's deal. This is Netanyahu's deal. He's pushing it up. He's playing it up to the max, and Obama's kind of stepping aside. So those are the reasons I think this is the Mossad plot.
Well, I've had former famous Mossad commanders on the show that talked about declassified examples where they would tap into undersea cables and stuff and then send terrorist transmissions over them to even blame countries on their cables, things like that. I mean, I'm not a hater just of Israel to hate Israel, because all major countries engage in this stuff. What I'm saying is I don't want to be identified with those that their whole religion is blaming Israel if somebody falls on a banana peel. But that said, Israel is very famous for staging terror attacks that were then to be blamed on political enemies. They got caught in Egypt famously doing that. I mean, that's in mainstream Israeli papers. Israel was in UPI, did admit they created fake al-Qaeda groups and did bombings at key political times to mess up the peace process. Israel has also in Iraq and in Spain, after World War II, they would blow up mosques, blame it on other groups to make Jews move to Israel so that they could then be controlled by the political parties there. And so the tactics being used are the same ones that our own government's been caught engaging in. And so I don't know what you do, though, when you're faced with real radical Muslims that the West has armed, and Israel's been involved in that as well. They're in the Golan Heights aiding the Free Syrian Army. France is involved. Everybody's involved. What do you do, Kurt, when we know governments do this, including the Russian government stages stuff? I mean, this is an old tactic. It's in British manuals. It's in Army manuals. WikiLeaks released those. The Army admitted that those were real and prosecuted Manning for it. They teach Army captains who were in covert operations in certain areas how to do false flags. That's in the manual. Well, I've interviewed Green Berets, colonels. He got sued over it, but he won a lawsuit, who admitted that all torture's not new. We used to do it with, you know, with electricity. We carried it in our field pack. I tortured people all the time. I just think there's a naivete out there about what's really going on and how widespread it is. So what do we do then about these tactics that we know are taking place? And again, there is, though, now a new giant army of radical Muslims that have been created. So the question is, why wouldn't they just order and deploy some of them into attack? And I guess the answer is they just did. Well, then why would you then need to set them up and have somebody else do it if you've got an army that's willing to do it? Why make the operation so complex?
Well, they want to have limited damage, and they want to be able to control the situation. I mean, we don't even know, honestly, if anyone in Charlie Hebdo even died. We don't know. There's no evidence of this. So for all that we know, this could be another Sandy Hook event where it's very questionable whether anyone died at all. So, but it's to control the narrative. I mean, if you send in real radicalized Muslims, who knows what they're going to do? They may blow up entire buildings, suicide bombs all over the place. You might be talking about a mass casualty event.
And then the government looks really bad getting, for a while, defeated by it, or absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's not the goal. The goal is to have a minor terrorist attack with limited casualties that can be exploited majorly in the media. That's the goal.
Well, let's not forget, and I went there days after it happened and made it a big part of my film, Terror Storm. They bombed the subway in two areas and the train two places and the bus in one area, the leader of it was MI6 and was protected. And then Netanyahu was like 300 yards from where the first bomb went off. And they had Pfizer consultancy was running a drill of the exact trains and exact bus hit at the same time in the exact place. That is impossible. So they also run drills in case any other operatives get caught. They just say it's part of the drill, Kurt. I mean, really, these false flags are so obvious. So I just have trouble believing it's always a false flag. But then the evidence just keeps emerging that it is.
Well, what my definition of a false flag is, the event is blamed on someone other than the ones really pulling the strings. So that's my definition. There may be people dying. There may not be. It may be mostly as told or partly as told, but what we're never told is who are the people really pulling the strings. So that, to me, is the definition of false flag. But what's extra troubling to me in this plot is the tying into the underwear bomber, because the underwear bomber case, in my opinion, was definitely a CIA plot. And this case is most likely a Mossad plot. So what we have here, to me, is a definite link between Mossad and CIA in the grooming of patsies, which tells me there's some kind of coordination going on between those two governments in the implementation of these false flag attacks, which is a very scary thought, if you ask me.
Well, what should we call this video when we post it and do an article about it tomorrow? Terror survivor? Paris, an inside job, or would you say expert? Paris attack Mossad operation? I mean, I don't know if with the circumstantial evidence, it all points to false flag. It all points to the proxy cutouts. We know they were allowed to fly. We know they're being trained as a CIA handler. Why would it be a CIA handler and now it's a Mossad op, even though Israel certainly has capitalized, not letting a good crisis go to waste? I mean, I'll blame Israel in a second if they just red-handed admit it, and then Israel's declassified. You know, they blew up hotels and blamed it on the Egyptians, or blew up nightclubs and blamed it on jihadis. I mean, that's declassified. So, I mean, I'm not shying away from blaming Israel. I think now you got to look at the CIA, because it's their handler that was over these guys, and it was Western governments letting these idiots fly around. I mean, I would have to say Mossad then working in concert with Western intelligence.
Could be. Could very well be. You know, I just look at the evidence and see what is the most likely outcome. I don't know 100%, and none of us do, but to me that's the most likely outcome. So then the next question is, well, are they working in concert with the CIA government or the CIA? Was this a joint operation? But with Obama not going to the March of the Leaders and all the other factors I mentioned, I think this is a Mossad plot, which to me means that the two governments are working hand in hand in the grooming of the patsies. Or, you know, they kind of have a kind of a pool or, you know, a school for the training of
patsies. Well, sure, we know Camp X-Ray is a school for jihadi commanders. That's now on record. It is just totally insane, and I don't think we can safely say who's behind it. I think what you're pointing at has a lot of evidence to it, and it's certainly a major suspect, if not prime suspect, just because of the motive and also some of the other staging of things that stinks to high heaven. I just know this. Not one but two passports survived the fiery infernos of 9/11 and were found that day on the ground. That's pure bull. And the fact that it's been done again, I mean, does this never end, Kurt, how obvious this is?
Well, the sad thing is it's only obvious to, what, 10 or 20% of the population. That's what's really sad. The rest are brainwashed and won't even consider what's going on when it's right before their eyes. That's what's really sad.
Well, more people are becoming aware. You're already a smart lawyer, but now you were a listener and were investigating 9/11, and then you saw it happen with the underwear bomber, and your story got proven true, came out in Congress twice, and it just shows you how much trouble we're in. In closing, we're going to go to break and come back and take a few calls from Blake and others. Kurt, I'd like to invite you back soon sometime to be a guest host when I'm out of town with some of the fill-in crew, like David Knight, doing a good job with you. But in closing, in 1 minute, why did you split the U.S., and how do you like Costa Rica?
Well, I love Costa Rica. Let me tell you, it's a really great country. Why did I leave the U.S.? The reason I left the U.S. is a very simple one. I wanted to live in a free country, not where you live for free, but a country where you can have freedom. You know, I had my life very negatively affected by a false flag attack, and I ran for Congress hoping to make a change, and the people did not have enough sense to vote me in, someone that would actually represent the interests of the people against this corrupt government. So I did not want to live in a country anymore where we have such a corrupt government doing false flag attacks that hurt the people, and a majority of the people that can't see what's good for them when it's right before their eyes. So it's a combination of all those things, and this, to me, this is the best country in the world.
Well, I know there's a lot of CIA and FBI expats down there, so maybe they'll leave that as somewhat free, like Switzerland, because I've looked at Costa Rica as an emergency bug out, and I'm going to be looking a lot closer. Not that I'm going to ever leave, but I may have to get my family out or do something like that at some time, just because I'll go to a FEMA camp, but not my kids. And it's all going that way, folks, when they false flag it and blame it on the Patriots. That's what all this is a build-up to when they're done with the Muslims. Kurt Haskell, Godspeed. Give folks your website.
Well, I co-host a radio show Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern on FreedomizerRadio.com, and it's called The Proof Negative Show. You can listen to me there every Monday.
All right, great job. God bless you. Stay with us.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
A lot of people lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Yeah. judgment on this whole thing for a week, and then it came out that they were being handled by the known CIA operative, Anwar al-Awlaki, and I've got Colonel saying he works for the CIA and is protected, and I've got London Guardian articles, and I've got our government helping create this new Islamic State, and then the U.S. Army's going to have to fight it now, and the bomb makers will have more money. I mean, it's a bunch of interest. I really think you can't blame Germany or France or Israel or the U.S., just like you can't blame an average cop for a cop killing somebody in cold blood in Albuquerque. Those cops have now been indicted, by the way, as of yesterday, who famously, you know, killed the unarmed homeless guy and celebrated his killing. And they've been indicted because one of them driving up said, I'm going to kill this guy on video. Just, I can't wait to kill him. And I'm going to blow his testicles off. And the other police are like, what are you saying? I mean, it shows mental illness, but you don't blame all the cops in the country because there's one crazy person. And it's very unhealthy to just say the U.S. is behind it, Israel's behind it. Criminal operations and special interests across the world are working together because this gives them more power and more control and lets them roll out the cybersecurity takeover. I mean, here's the new article on Infowars.com. Obama's internet protocol is CISPA with a new name, Infowars.com, Kit Daniels. Get that out to everybody. Obama proposes a dragnet for America's private data. Special report, obedient D.C. Metro passengers wait for their death. Amazing video. Economists, world leaders will exploit Charlie Hebdo to eliminate encryption. Lieberman, turn outrage over Charlie Hebdo into world war against Islam. Study, average lawmaker, 18 times richer than average American household. Seahawks players, shill for Obamacare, a new video, Infowars.com. Ron Paul article, lessons from Paris. Legal pot turns 1 year old in Colorado. That's some of the news on Infowars.com. Let's go to Blake in FEMA Region 9. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Jones, my brother. So it sounds like we're not – I was calling in to disagree, but it sounds like we're not in disagreement anymore. It's actually almost – it's a beautiful thing that I got on right after Haskell because what you guys are saying is just – okay, so you guys are perfect in what you're saying, but it sounds like you have some disagreements, but you really don't. What we've got to do is we've got to focus on who's really above all these people. You know, it's like he's saying Mossad, you're saying – you know, it's the termites, right? It's the termites have been put into the, but you don't, okay, in Dr. No, there's a snake, right, that he puts in the bed. You remember that? Well, the snake fails, and Dr. No learns his lesson. You don't put, you got to send a human to do the job. You don't send in the termites to do a specific operation like this. The termites are the scapegoat. So that's, I think that's the crux of the difference that we're all having.
You're saying the Muslim radical jihad dum-dums are nothing but decoys.
Absolutely. Your gut instincts were right on when you first saw it. These guys were too good. All the mistakes they made were planned mistakes, just like Haskell was saying about the telephone call that, you know, he leaves the phone off the hook. Those are planned mistakes. What they actually did was perfect operation. So those guys were not, you know, they weren't the Black Widows in the bed. The Black Widows have a purpose, but they don't use them for that kind of a purpose. When they want a specific operation done right, you don't know what they'll do when you put the Black Widows in the bed or the snake in the bed.
Well, I mean, it's a false flag now. Alaki's behind it. I mean, they let him fly all over the place. The woman escaped back to Jihadville, Syria. It's all staged. It was staged again. Yeah, listeners are right. We'll be back. I'm going to come back in overdrive.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution,
DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.